Clay Ferreiro of Local 10, anchor and sports reporter down here in South Florida. I want to shift to the NBA free agency, shift to the Miami Heat's free agency period, or I guess lack thereof, Clay. But I want to start here. Nobody should be surprised that the Heat haven't signed any lucrative contracts during free agency, right, Clay? Like, they just didn't have cap space.
No, not at all. I don't think any of that is a surprise. But I do think that there is a feeling that they know they can't run this back. And so there's got to be a way that they go find something to do. And if it's not adding a key piece, then maybe it's time to just tinker, recenter, refocus. They're never going to use the word rebuild, but they can't just run this back because we know how it ends. So I don't know what to expect. I know we're hearing the DeMar DeRozan stuff and, you know, a couple of other little things where I can't imagine Caleb Martin is back. But, yeah, I just can't see how they run back this core without some sort of significant adjustment.
And, Clay, please just check Solana on this DeMar DeRozan thing. Trey, I rattled it off to him what this man does. All-star last season, played in 79 games, 24, 4, and 5, and 1. He averages a steal a game his entire damn NBA career over a decade. He played in 5 of 5 playing games. He played in 63 of 63 playoff games he's ever played in. Can you please tell Solana that DeMar DeRozan is an extreme upgrade to this team? Because he's a DeRozan hater.
No, absolutely he is. And here's another one for you. Finished second this year in clutch player of the year voting behind Steph Curry, and barely behind Steph Curry. And he finished third in clutch player of the year voting last year. What have we said is the Heat's biggest problem? Like, in those clutch moments, especially when Jimmy's hurt or not playing at 100%, who's the guy you go to? And DeRozan is fantastic at getting his own shot, but also getting to the free throw line. He's so much of what they need. I understand their defensive and spacing concerns, and yet it just feels like to me he's the type of player that if he wants in and you can make it happen and you figure out the rest. And I just... No, I've always liked him. I understand that in today's game, like maybe you'd have to win games like you did back in the mid-90s. But at this point, like, what's your alternative? I'd rather try to figure that out than run this back.
Yeah, but Clay.
Solana?
No, I mean, Clay, I'm not going to deny that DeMar DeRozan's a talented basketball player. But, I mean, you talk about, you know, the alternatives. If they were to pursue some sort of trade some sort of way to get DeMar DeRozan here would – probably be the trade to alleviate some cap space because they don't have the room right now. I can't imagine DeMar DeRozan's going to take the mid-level exception to come play in Miami. I could be wrong about that, but I mean, who would you trade if you're the Heat in order to go get DeMar DeRozan? Like, it is the Tyler Hero era
Duncan
coming to
Tyler?
An end?
Yes.
Is Terry Rozier, you know, he was here for a cup of coffee. Like, you move on from him already?
You're really going to make me do this again, huh? you know what you're looking at me down.
I knew what your answer was going to be, Clay.
Look, I just feel like there has to be a resolution with the Tyler Hero situation that is not what it currently is, which is him starting as a member of the Miami Heat. I don't see that for him. I don't see that being the best path for the team. If he's willing to come off the bench and do what he did when he won Sixth Man of the Year, then absolutely. I don't see the roster construction with him as a starter unless you go out and you get like a lockdown defender at point guard that can also run the show. And, you know, like Drew Holiday ain't there anymore. So I don't see the fit with him as a starter. And if he wants to be a starter, to me, that's the guy that you move on from. And, you know, if it is a deal breaker for him staying in Miami, is that he has to be a starter somewhere, then you move him on somewhere else. So that's where I would lean. I know that's a very polarizing topic, and yet, you know, you guys know me. I've been on that train for a while now as far as him in the starting lineup versus not.
All right, Clay.
DeMar over Tyler. That's tough for you, huh, Solana?
It's not that simple. What are you getting back from Tyler? But all right, Clay. Sorry for putting you on the spot at the very end, but I appreciate you taking any summer plans, Clay. Training camp starts what in like 4.5-5 weeks, so you've got some time here.
So we actually did a mini vacation last week at the Hard Rock, where we're going to go over to the West Coast, Venice area, coming up in a couple weeks, and we're going to try to steal a few here and there. It's like, man, when your wife is a teacher and the Florida Panthers are winning the Stanley Cup, you kind of got to. take it wherever it comes, man.
Yep. I'm with you, man. Awesome. All right, Clay. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
That's Clay Ferreiro there. All right, let's take a break. More DeMar DeRozan talk.
Solana.
On the other side.
You're killing me with this.
We'll see, Crowder. We'll see.
DeMar DeRozan or Tyler Hero.
Okay, but you're trading Tyler. What are you getting back for Tyler Hero? That's my only
DeMar DeRozan!
No, it doesn't work that way. You can't trade Tyler for DeMar. DeMar is an unrestricted free agent, and you can't do a sign-in trade because the Heat are in the first apron. It doesn't just work that way. You can't swap the
care.
Two.
Listen,
you got to trade
even...
Tyler elsewhere. You got to alleviate cap space, and you can't just dump Tyler because that would be a bad move.
Solana, I don't wear aprons when I cook. I'm just telling you that whoever, if it's not Bam, you know Bam in my book, Bam's off the books. I love Bam out of Bayou. Jimmy is Tinker. He's right on the he's squirreling on that fence with me. Everybody else to get a guy like DeMar DeRozan, an all-star last season, Solana, you're crazy that you're arguing about Tyler Hero.
Run it back.